Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of today's podcast is Secret Viewers. In our modern societies, it's quite normal to coexist quite happily with other species. Dogs, cats, birds, hamsters, and many other kinds of pets. I have seen people take their animals into shops, take them into restaurants, and even travel with them on planes. I think it's becoming more common. Being a pet owner myself, I understand the strong attachment that some people have to their animals. However, there are some places where you don't expect to find animals of any kind. I picked up my daughter from the cinema the other day and found that her friend's teenage sister, who had accompanied them, had secretly taken her pets as well. She reached in her pocket and brought out two very colourful geckos. I was shocked. First of all, I was surprised that they hadn't escaped, as I know that they can move very quickly. If they had, it would have been a disaster, because the cinema is huge, and it would have been impossible to find them. Just imagine them running around on the floor in the dark viewing room, around people's feet, and slipping into someone's handbag, or up a trouser leg. Ugh! The thought makes me shudder. Secondly, I couldn't stop thinking about Salmonella bacteria. I hope Maria, the owner, wasn't eating popcorn while watching the movie and stroking her pets at the same time. Well, she seemed perfectly healthy. She then told me that the reason she had brought them to the theatre was that she didn't want to keep them at home. She had a 4-year-old cousin staying at home, and he was a bit rough. She didn't want to risk them getting hurt, so she sneaked them into her pocket without anyone knowing. Maria loves reptiles and wants to be a responsible pet owner. As I drove home, I realized that we were lucky that she didn't own any snakes. Okay, here we have 3 grammar points. I'd like to start out with the verb to shudder. Well, it's the same as shake, but shudder implies that you have a feeling of horror or disgust. A. Elizabeth looked at the large cut on the man's face and shuddered. She knew that she could never be a nurse. Elizabeth looked at the large cut on the man's face and shuddered. She knew that she could never be a nurse. B. The new boy shuddered to think of sitting next to the school bully on the bus. The new boy shuddered to think of sitting next to the school bully on the bus. Number 2, to risk plus a verb in the present continuous. Well, really, it's a shorter version of to run the risk or to run a risk of plus a verb in the continuous. Let's see some examples. A. I left early because I didn't want to risk being late. Or, I didn't want to run the risk of being late. I left early because I didn't want to risk being late. Or, I didn't want to run the risk of being late. B. The prisoners escaped quietly, so they wouldn't risk waking the guards. Or, so they wouldn't run the risk of waking the guards. The prisoners escaped quietly, so they wouldn't risk waking the guards. Or, so they wouldn't run the risk of waking the guards. And number three, the verb to sneak. Well, the interesting point about this verb is that in the past, we say sneaked in England. But here in the US, they use a very different word. And it's snuck. S-N-U-C-K, snuck. Both are understood in both places, but snuck is very much just an American word. A. The children sneaked into the cinema without paying. The children sneaked into the cinema without paying. That's the British version. The US version is, the children snuck into the cinema without paying. The children snuck into the cinema without paying. B. The cat sneaked slowly up the tree while the bird was away from its nest. The cat sneaked slowly up the tree while the bird was away from its nest. That's British, and the US is, the cat snuck slowly up the tree while the bird was away from its nest. The cat snuck slowly up the tree while the bird was away from its nest. Well, thank you so much for listening today. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know by emailing me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. I would love to hear from you, so if you have time, that would be very much appreciated. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.